Within all organizations, there are symbols. Symbols are those things that represent and communicate underlying paradigms to everyone in the organization. Symbols are powerful. They carry disproportionate value. They always override rhetoric. They communicate paradigms far more clearly than words do. Symbols can be either positive or negative, and they can take many forms, including tangible objects, systems or processes, consistently applied behaviors, or legendary stories. Symbols include everything from a 500-page policy manual to top managers who park their expensive cars in reserved executive parking spaces, to newly appointed CEOs who refuse to accept a pay raise because it might send the wrong message to workers, to legends such as Howard Schultz responding in a highly caring way when certain Starbucks employees were killed. Symbols also include organizational legend and lore that get told and retold throughout a company, such as the time JetBlue CEO David Neeleman drove to JFK Airport and checked passengers in on his own personal computer during a blackout in New York. Whatever form they take, symbols become disproportionately valued as representations, icons, and images of what is right or wrong in an organization. If the symbols in your organization communicate and cultivate distrust or less trust than you would like to have, go back to the four cores with your organizational hat on. Ask yourself about the first core, integrity. Does my organization have integrity? Do we know what we stand for? Do our structures and systems reflect a basic paradigm of respect and trust? Do we have a culture of honesty, of humility? Do we listen to one another's ideas? Can we make and admit mistakes? Do we have the courage to engage the tough issues? Do our systems and structure encourage ethical behavior? Then ask about the second core, your organization's intent. Does my organization have good intent? Do we have a culture of caring for one another, for our work, for our customers? Do we genuinely want everyone to win? Are the systems set up to reward competition or cooperation? Does the system encourage people to share ideas and information freely, or does it encourage people to withhold? The third core is capabilities. Ask, what are the capabilities of my organization? Do we have the means to deliver value? Do we attract and retain the talents, attitudes, skills, knowledge, and style we need to compete in today's market? Do we have the right people in the right seats on the bus? Are we continuously improving and innovating? Do we reinvent ourselves if needed?